Two American soldiers were killed yesterday in a savage attack in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. A third soldier was killed by a roadside bomb in a town just north of Baghdad. In the incident in Mosul, eyewitness reports say the soldiers were driving through the city when they were shot at by unidentified gunmen. When the vehicle crashed into a wall, it was surrounded by young Iraqis who dragged the soldiers from the wreckage and beat them. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. What more do you know about this incident?
Well, the 101st Airborne Division, which is in Mosul, is confirming that the killings did occur on a street in Mosul, that the soldiers were in a civilian vehicle and they were stopped in traffic moving between one garrison and another. Here in Baghdad, Brigadier General Mark Kimmett said gunfire was involved in the incident, but he refused to answer a number of questions about these eyewitness accounts. He said the Army didn't want to get ghoulish about this. I can tell you NPR and other news organizations have been speaking with U.S. soldiers at other bases around Iraq, and they are certainly talking about it, not always with the same details. Some accounts say the two soldiers were stabbed. Others say they were beaten with either rocks or bricks. Some refers to bodies being dragged in the street. And then, of course, the reason they're talking is not so much to dwell on gory details, but to think about any future impact, what steps the military might have to take if this kind of public assault is confirmed and begins to spread.
Mosul's in an area that once was considered relatively safe, but I guess it's more dangerous now.
It is, and the 101st Airborne will admit that. They made tremendous gains right after the war. They spent huge amounts of money, a lot of it recovered from the Saddam Hussein regime. They built schools, infrastructure, repaired broken electrical, water, and other systems. And they restored a local government. They had elections months ago, which is way ahead of any other area. But I was there a week or so ago, and that money had pretty much dried up. And the soldiers there are convinced that that, as much as anything else, had to do with the spike in violence, perhaps even more so than the fact that this was the holy month of Ramadan. Let me just mention that elsewhere today, Iraqi oil officials over in Kirkuk said a northern oil pipeline is on fire, and they suspect sabotage.
The few commercial flights into Baghdad were grounded over the weekend. How come?
The U.S. authority in Baghdad yesterday confirmed that it ordered the suspension of commercial flights, and they did so after a DHL cargo plane was hit by a surface-to-air missile on Saturday. General Kimmett confirmed that two missiles were reported launched at the cargo plane. One hit the left wing, causing extensive damage. The plane landed safely without casualties. Some soldiers say it would be difficult for such a small warhead on these SAM missiles to take down a large jet, but security measures are being reassessed during the suspension.
Well, there must be some progress on the political front. Iraq has a new ambassador to Washington.
That's right. U.S. Administrator Paul Bremer was quoted yesterday as welcoming the decision to name Rand Rahim Frank as the Iraqi ambassador to the U.S. She's a lobbyist on Iraqi issues, as head of the Iraq Foundation, has been a strong supporter of democracy in her country. She was born in Baghdad. She's an Iraqi-American. She hasn't lived here for some 30 years, however, so her reception among the locals remains to be seen. But it would be the first restoration of ties in something more than a dozen years now, and that's something that the U.S. definitely would like to see.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Baghdad.